This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. The resistance manual is an interesting tool. The other day, activists associated with Stay Woke, We Are the Protesters, Campaign Zero, and much of the Black Lives Matter movement, among other groups, released something that they call a resistance manual. The manual is described in the Huffington Post as an open source platform which houses resources people can use to resist the impact of a Trump presidency and to continue to make progress in our communities. Obviously, it's a work in progress, but an innovative idea that with support could become a very useful organizing tool. When I opened the site, I saw a clean page with a list of issues in the mainframe and a sidebar of links to other organizations and information. Once I clicked on one of the issue areas, like voting rights, for example, which I hit first, I did a double take. I thought I had somehow clutched around and opened Wikipedia instead. Then I realized that the manual is designed almost exactly on a wiki template. There are clear sections under each topic: recent updates, Trump GOP strategy, projected impact, vulnerabilities in their strategy, how can you resist? In voting rights, there are recommendations of other organizations that you could work with, including Project Vote and the League of Women Voters. The recent update was red hot, mentioned a Brennan Center report just released. The ways you could resist were somewhat old school, involved calling to oppose Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions' nomination as U.S. Attorney General, or to call your local state legislators to oppose the introduction of new restrictions to voting rights. The other issues listed were what most would expect: immigration, Obamacare, policing, incarceration, tax cuts on the wealthy, housing, women's rights, LGBT, education, climate, Muslim registry, and consumer protection. There's also a way to link to state and local activities, which has potential as well. This is a work in progress, though, and needs help to be effective. When I checked housing and infrastructure, for example, the sections on vulnerabilities and how can you resist were blank and waiting for suggestions. When I hit consumer and financial protections, there seemed to be subject matter confusion between protecting minimum wage, welfare and food stamp benefits, and saving the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and Dodd-Frank, which probably should have been two issue areas. When they recommend the League of Women Voters and calling your legislators, no one could say this is an inflammatory or radical manual, and I'm sure there were arguments, given the history of the sponsors, on whether or not this was even resistance. But this is the strength and weakness of open source. We will have to see what evolves. On one page, helpfully, I could see the revision in the email source that had suggested it, as well as the fact that it was waiting to be approved. And they say, front and center, they're looking for partners and help to make this a powerful tool and something even more effective as a resistance manual. In their words, if you'd like to begin organizing or become a partner in maintaining the site, reach out at info@staywoke.org. This is an open source site. Feel free to add and edit as new information arises. That's a call to action as well, to turn a promising start into a weapon. I'm hoping that many answer and respond. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.